Everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. Today, March 18, will be released one of the most awaited books of 2025, as well as this episode, Hunger Games. And I'm thrilled. I'm waiting to get my copy of The Sunrise on the Reaping, but meanwhile, it will be fun to talk about the entire saga. Whether you are a longtime fan or just discovering the series, this episode will explore why these books have left such a lasting impact on readers worldwide. And as well, it will include the iconic songs that became the voice of the movies. So, let's get started. By the way, I've written a blog post regarding Hunger Games, and I will let the link if you are interested. So, Hunger Games is set in a dystopian world called Panem, divided into 12 districts, which are controlled by capital city through fear, oppression, and the brutal Hunger Games. Let's say a futuristic version of North America. These games are an annual televised event where 24 children between 12 and 18, a boy and a girl from each district, are selected to fight to the death for entertainment. The first book was released in September 2008, and you maybe do not remember, but the several major global and societal events made the book's themes even more relevant. The global economic instability mirrored the star class disparity between the capital and the district in the Hunger Games, for example. And Susan Collins said that when she saw some footage of the Iraq war and the fascination of reality shows, she combined both of them to create her first ideas for the series. A mixture of different elements is used to develop a sharp critique, presenting these issues through Katniss Everdeen's eyes, which make the story more real. Yes, Katniss Everdeen, a 16-year-old girl from District 12, one of the most poorest, is the atypical hero of this young adult dystopian franchise, along with Peeta Mellak. Why atypical? Well, she's reluctant, pragmatic, and often struggles with moral dilemmas. She doesn't seek revolution, but tries simply to survive and protect those she loves. I do not want to add more to the plot in case you never read or watch anything related to this franchise. The trilogy was closed in 2010. I'm talking about the books. And ignited a new wave of dystopian fiction in young adult literature that unfortunately disappeared a couple of years later. Maze Runner, Divergent, I'm talking about that. In 2012, the first adaptation brought slowly iconic songs that nowadays are associated with Hunger Games, but we should wait a moment before getting there. After the end of the trilogy, nobody thought of a new book. Theories, okay, but nothing was confirmed till 2019. But if I should be precise, May 19, 2020 is the date in which things changed. The prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, was released and turned the lights on again, by exploring the youth of the main villain, Coriolanus Snow. And this attracted new readers who discovered this saga. She tried to keep expanding the world of Panem, making us questioning whether villains are truly born or made. And therefore, after the fourth chapter, fans were thrilled to explore more stories about Panem. And now it's Amich Abernathy's turn. In the blog, I talked a little more specific about the differences between books and movies, which these one were appreciating, as I said, because of iconic songs that added an extra to the powerful story. Some of them are from artists like Taylor Swift, who in 2012 was not popular as nowadays, Maroon 5, Coldplay, Sia, The Weeknd, Christina Aguilera, and Lorde. But only one for me is the core of this franchise.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things that happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
You have listened to The Hanging Tree, composed by James Newton Howard and performed by Jennifer Lawrence. This is a folk song that became a symbol at the end of the trilogy. The lyrics tell the story of a man hanged in a mysterious place called the Hanging Tree, waiting for his lover to join him in death. But in the context of the rebellion, the song becomes something greater, a reminder to be brave and authentic and face fears to find freedom. I was shaking when I listened to the song because the words in the book became actually real, and the lyrics found indirectly its explanation in the unexpected prequel that came about 10 years later. The release in 2020 opened a big door for Panem because we were living in a particular situation. Therefore, the success of the franchise reached another level. I was when it was released, about the same age of Katniss, more or less, when I've read it the first time. And I appreciate it, but when I read the entire saga in 2020, when I was in my mid-20s, it looked different, but better. I do not know the reason why it was sketchier than before, but I realized that I've been changed. That I've changed, and as well my perspective, because we all grew up. But those books gave me even more emotions and thoughts than before. And it's so, when I saw the announcement in 2024 regarding another prequel, I was screaming inside, because this franchise appeared in my life when I was living a bad moment. Indirectly, it gave me many reasons to be more grateful and to fight even more for my rights, as I did when I read the first book in my teen era. Before concluding, just listen to another iconic song.
But I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now.
Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo is the theme song of the fourth movie, and it reflects the complex character of Lucy Gray, whom we get to know along with a young Snow. From elements evoking nature and sense of independence, the song shifts into a more reflective way, reminding and repeating of being uncatchable, because we cannot be defined by our past. Resilience, if I should be more precise, is the key word. And this song enhanced the transformation from vulnerability to empowerment. Actually, each song fits perfectly the moment, adding another layer to the story we love. What's your favorite Hunger Games song, and what do you like about this saga? Let me know in the comments on Spotify or on social media, or even leave comments on my blog. And if you enjoyed this episode, stay tuned for more and subscribe. XOXO Anita Miles. everybody. Welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. Today, March 18, will be released one of the most awaited books of 2025, as well as this episode, Hunger Games. And I'm thrilled. I'm waiting to get my copy of The Sunrise on the Reaping, but meanwhile, it will be fun to talk about the entire saga. Whether you are a longtime fan or just discovering the series, this episode will explore why these books have left such a lasting impact on readers worldwide. And as well, it will include the iconic songs that became the voice of the movies. So, let's get started. By the way, I've written a blog post regarding Hunger Games, and I will let the link if you are interested. So, Hunger Games is set in a dystopian world called Panem, divided into 12 districts, which are controlled by capital city through fear, oppression, and the brutal Hunger Games. Let's say a futuristic version of North America.